The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Well, indoor dining for those vaccinated and recovered from COVID has been open for just over a week. And despite huge opposition to the ongoing ban on unvaccinated people from indoor pubs and restaurants, hospitality is now fully open for the first time since March 2020. Joining us now is Tom Mulligan, owner of the Cobblestone Bar in Smithfield, and Lorraine Heskin, who is founder and chief executive of Gourmet Food Parlour. But before we talk to Tom and Lorraine, our reporter Elaine Smith went out to the streets of Cork to ask people if they've tried indoor dining since it reopened.
I haven't yet, but that's because I'm not fully vaccinated. I have my second vaccine next week. I did go out with my parents last night. We had to stay outside because of me, but it actually suited them anyway. I think if I wasn't there, they probably would have done the same. It's summer, so it's not uncomfortable to be out, especially if they have heaters. It just seems kind of sense to just try and be safe where you can, and maybe in the winter we'll be more interested in indoor dining.
Yes, I have, yeah. As soon as I was vaccinated, I was like, first thing I wanted to do was I was just looking forward to it. I can't remember the last time I dined indoors. Like, one of my local restaurants or pubs up the north side. Couldn't wait just to get back in. It was nice to see faces that I haven't seen in a while. Like, very excited to say the least, yeah.
No, not yet, but I will when the time comes. Because it's summertime and out has got very pleasant. I mean, it gets a little bit darker and a little bit colder. I'll go indoors.
Would you be nervous dining indoors again?
No, I wouldn't. I'm fully vaccinated, so I wouldn't be nervous. It's good to see things moving again and opening up, and like, the city's lovely, like, so I'm looking forward to it.
So we came up here for the weekend, went to a few different places, and it's been, you know, really well.
How was it on arrival when you had to present your vaccine certificate?
Some places are kind of more strict with it, some places really aren't at all. Like, we went to a place last night and didn't ask at all, so. But, you know, every other place we went to, it was really strict. Like,
what were you looking forward to the most about dining indoors again?
You know, actually getting the opportunity to head out for a meal with your friends and stuff like that, because, you know, it's been a long year and a half, and it's nice to actually get back out there and, you know, just have a meal with people.
I'd have no interest really in eating indoors for now. Maybe September, October time when the weather's bad, but as for now, sitting out here outside, for me anyway, it's better.
Is it from a health and safety perspective, or is it the weather?
It's to do with health and safety, really. Even though I'm vaccinated, I don't particularly want to be indoors with groups of people yet.
It's like so different, like sitting outside. It's like a bit of normality. When you look back on like the fact like that we kind of have to like order food and make bookings, a lot of places now we're just kind of doing walk-ins. The fact that we can like present like the COVID pass, it's a lot more comfortable.
No, I haven't actually made any reservations yet, but I did have the first vaccine.
When you're fully vaccinated, do you think you'll be making reservations?
I'm excited to dine in, but I wouldn't be just getting the vaccine to dine inside.
Well, Tom Mulligan from the Cobblestone Bar, open for the first time in 16 months?
Well, about that. We did open in what was formerly a smoking area there about a month ago, just to get used to the whole concept of serving people, you know, and to welcome some of our old loyal customers back, you know. But,
and for those unfamiliar with the bar, give us a sense of what the Cobblestone is like.
Okay, we don't have a television set. We don't have any amusements for like pool or darts or anything like that. We're strictly an Irish traditional music bar, which would incorporate acoustic music most of the time and singing when it was allowed. And we do have acoustic type gigs in a small room in the back.
Which, when you describe it, it's the type of pub you want to see absolutely bursting at the seams and heaving.
Absolutely, yeah.
So what are you doing now in terms of the COVID regs? How are you running the amount of people that you can in? Where do you sit everybody? What about perspex and all of that?
Yeah, well, we did experiment last week. We went for a meal to the Winding Stair restaurant there at the Hapenny Bridge, which was lovely and well regulated, but part of kind of finding out what's happening. But we do check people's ID and we do check their COVID vaccination cert, and we place those that are vaccinated within the confines of the pub, and anybody that's not fully vaccinated or partly vaccinated, we put them into the former smoking area now, which is an outdoor sort of an area.
Do you have to limit the numbers inside the pub even with the vaccines then?
Absolutely. And we have kind of a bit of room to expand because we have the former gig room or acoustic gig room that we haven't ventured into yet because there hasn't been the demand for it. But we would have maybe 20 to 25 people in the open air area, and then in the confined area or indoor area we would have about the same.
And what about things like singing and leaping and getting carried away? Is that
we're not allowed music at the moment, and singing would definitely be banned because of the transmission of from the voice movement anyway. But we would be hopeful that we were on holidays earlier this year in Clare, and there was music in Clare. Admittedly, it was outdoor. But at the moment, we're kind of hopeful, particularly seeing as singing is banned, that musicians who don't, who are the same as customers, they just sit in the corner, maybe play a fiddle and an accordion or a concertina or something like that, that they wouldn't be the subject of a spread of COVID, which we're kind of worried about, you know, because the vaccinations have increased dramatically, and we're confident that the music end of things will come and come sooner rather than later. And we're in negotiations at the moment with Dublin City Council for a kind of an Irish music festival around Smithfield Square.
Outdoor,
yeah, in September. So we're kind of hopeful of that. It would be maybe 6 to 7 concerts around the square.
From a personal perspective, was it nice to be open again?
It is. It's kind of fulfilling because you find yourself, you know, getting frustrated with yourself more so than anything. And that in turn causes various other problems. But it's nice to get back, even just talking and just interacting with people, which was kind of, it was missing for a long, long time.
I mentioned we have Lorraine Heskin with us as well. She's founder and chief executive of the Gourmet Food Parlour. And again, Lorraine, for those unfamiliar, explain the Gourmet Food Parlour set up to us.
So Gourmet Food Parlour is it's a restaurant. We have 5 restaurants in Dublin and 1 in Galway. So it's a breakfast, brunch, lunch and dinner venue. And we serve lovely dishes that are all locally sourced from our Irish suppliers. And we've been in business 15 years.
And you were closed for how long?
So we were closed since Christmas Eve, Anton, last year in 2020.
Difficult period, I assume.
Oh, it certainly was. Yeah, it was very difficult, you know. But again, like anything, we had been closed. It wasn't the 4th time that we had to close down. So, you know, we grew accustomed to the systems that we had to put in place. And as a business, we remained open for takeaway and for deliveries. And that was a big learning curve for us. So we took a lot of positives from that as well.
Is there anything from that, do you think? Because a lot of businesses did the same. A lot of food businesses moved into takeaway and delivery when they otherwise wouldn't have. Do you think any of that will remain? Or when all of this is behind us, do you go back to the knitting?
No, I think it will remain. And I think for some businesses, they might even think that it's a better option for them. I mean, it was brilliant for us to be able to do that, because we have a catering and event umbrella in our business as well. And that completely shut down in March of last year. So we were able to take the vans that we had used for catering and we were able to disperse them out to the restaurants. And that gave us the opportunity to deliver to people's homes and then to have online buying as well, online purchasing for our customers on our website, which is amazing. So look, at all of those positives came out of it. I mean, certainly for some restaurants, they won't have the capacity to be able to do everything. But I think for others, it will. So I think it will be here to stay. And I also think the outdoor dining element will be here to stay as well. I think people are really loving that concept too.
And what have you found of the last week? What has customer reaction been like? Has anybody resented having to sort of show ID and papers to be able to get their dinner?
No, they haven't. And I was talking to the team as well before I came on this morning, just to get their feedback and from last week. And really, we've been very lucky, Anton. It's been very, very positive. But I think what's really interesting, and I heard it from all the listeners that you're interviewing earlier there, people are loving the outdoor dining aspect. And I think it's credit to the bars and restaurants around Ireland who have invested so much money in bringing them up to a very high standard. And I think that is here to stay. So a lot of people opted for the outdoor just for the simple reason that they preferred it. And I noticed that the restaurants were a little bit quieter indoors than I would have anticipated at the beginning of the week. But then as the week progressed, it definitely stepped up a notch. So people got braver and then more people were coming out and about. So it did take a few days to settle in for sure.
Well, Tom, on that topic that Lorraine has raised of the outdoor, do you think it'll stay? Because one of the issues is public order, that if they're inside your pub, you're responsible for them. If they're bouncing from pub to pub in Smithfield Square, things can kick off very quickly.
Well, we're kind of lucky because there are a limited amount of licences in the Smithfield Square area. Like, we have Oscar's and we have Frank Ryan's. We have a hotel which is kind of limited at the moment to residents and a generator hostel. But We have found that people are using kind of, there's a green in the centre of Smithfield Square, and they're using that. And any time that I have passed it now in the last, it would be certainly a year anyway, there have been people utilising it and congregating and maybe drinking on it. But it has been very calm and very, very kind of, and well organised, because I don't know where they're, but most of them take their rubbish away because the bins are provided. They put in public loos there for a while and they were utilised. But all in all, I think it's kind of a sense of responsibility by people who would use the outdoor area, that they feel that they want to come back there, and it's kind of, it's well used and well maintained.
Lorraine, can I ask you about the money in all of this? Because my limited understanding of the restaurant business is that the way you make profit is you get as many seats in, as many bums on those seats, and you turn them over as fast as is possible. All of which runs counter to what the public health guidelines are now requiring you to do. So is it worth the candle?
Well, you know what, Anton, if we didn't have the support of the government, it wouldn't be, absolutely not. And I think there's a lot of credit there too, because, you know, for me, like I employed 280 people pre-COVID, and now we're nearly back up to 180 to 200 now, which is incredible. But it has been through the supports that we have received that I have been able to continue to do that. And without it, no, because the capacity just wasn't there. Again, you're so right. You need the bums on seats. You're looking at your sales. You need the turnover. And there are a lot of overheads in the restaurant business, and you really need, you need to be very sharp and you need to be on top of your game. So, I mean, to have been able to keep our businesses open throughout has been incredible for us, you know, because I mean, obviously after 15 years it would be very, very difficult to have to shut down or to look at closing your business, which probably would have been a reality, particularly in the early times of 2020 after COVID hit us. It would have been a reality, you know.
Well, it is lovely to hear from two people in an industry that has been so badly hit and hear such positivity. That's Lorraine Heskin of the Gourmet Food Parlour and Tom Mulligan of the Cobblestone Bar. Thank you both very much.